tried, and 10,000 times he failed. Exhausted, yes. Beaten, never. He fell asleep on his couch. In his sleep, he had a dream. He awoke from the dream and immediately set to work. It required the very best he had, and he was equal to the task. Thomas Edison had what he went after, the electric light bulb. Thoughts. Creative thoughts. Creative ideas are all around you. Opportunities are continually presenting themselves to you. And after about 4 sessions with this recording, your mind will be attuned to the world of thought, and you will find yourself enjoying some of the most creative experiences of your life. The best time to play this recording is at your bedtime, for playing it at your regular time of sleep will stimulate your subconscious mind and cause it to enter the realm of the universal subconscious mind. And there, it will absorb and later bring to the awareness of your conscious mind the incredible richness and creativity of the universal subconscious mind. When you awaken, I suggest that you have a notebook, pencil, and a glass of water ready. For when you drink the water, this will be a signal to your subconscious mind to begin the flow of thoughts from your subconscious mind to your conscious mind. Now, what I want you to do is just remove all judgments. Put the thoughts down as they come to your awareness. Later, at another time, sort through them. Now, I'd also suggest that during the day you carry a stack of true mind thoughts. This will be to jot down the thoughts of your mind. Later, you can place them. Now, occasionally, you may want to play this tape during a time other than your regular bedtime to become aware on a conscious level of the message contained on this recording. This is advisable, and perhaps one playing per week will be sufficient. As we're about ready to begin, I want you to sit or lie back. Take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose. Hold the breath for the mental count. Open your mouth. And as you slowly exhale all the air from your body, allow your eyes to close normally and naturally. And let go, let go. Once again, take a second long, slow, deep breath into your nose. And then let all the air out of your body through the mouth. Eyes comfortable closed. Now this is a self-hypnotic tape. Therefore, I suggest that you never play it at a time when you must maintain full awakening consciousness. Therefore, please never play this recording when you are not awake. Now to help you enter into a more profound and a deeper state of relaxation, I want to suggest to you that at the count of 3, you will find yourself in a beautiful day out of nature. 1, 2, 3. I want you to choose a day, a beautiful day. The sky should be blue, the sun warm and directly overhead, and occasionally a cloud loud by. I want you to create an experience of warm, gentle breeze blowing over your body and feel the pleasure and peace of relaxation as it enters deeply into every organ and every system, also every cell of your body. Now in your mind, in your imagination, focus the light from the sun over your right arm and begin to feel it penetrate the skin from the fingertips to the shoulder. And feel it beginning to get very, very warm. And your whole body beginning to slow down. Perhaps you can feel the warmth of the sun in your mind, in your imagination, as it penetrates the skin and the muscles and then the nerves. Perhaps that light arm is getting very, very warm. Some people say that when they begin to get relaxed, that arm or their entire body begins to feel very, very warm. energy create your life. And on each and every descending number, I want you to feel yourself relaxing, going deeper, down deeper, and down deeper. 1 to 5. For at the count of 5, your eyes will open, your mind will clear and then become alert. Your entire body will be well rested and relaxed. The beautiful feelings moving through your body and harmonious thoughts in your mind. Gently now, move the light from the sun down to your right leg, and from the toes to the big hip bone. Move the light back and forth, and relax that right leg. Experience the light as it penetrates the skin and the muscles and the nerve. And feel the sun. The sky is beautiful, the clouds majestic, and there's a feeling of peace. Right now, move the light from the sun to the left leg. And there from the tips of the toes to the relax the left leg. It seems with each word that I utter and with each breath that you take, you find yourself drifting deeper and deeper, becoming more and more relaxed, more at ease. If you move the light from the sun into your stomach area right now, you can feel the emotions of the body begin to settle down. That unique feeling of peace and relaxation. You can feel yourself going deeper and more relaxed with each moment. Every organ, every system in the lower part of your body is responding, releasing and relaxing. You're at ease. Beginning from this day forward, you'll find yourself much more relaxed, especially around members of your family, people that you work with, friends and neighbors. All will delight and notice the difference, the change in you. Bring the light from the sun now in through the chest, into the heart. And feel the light and the life and the energy begin to move through the body, through the bloodstream, carrying life and vitality, the energy force within it. Move the light now into the body, into your head. And then gently guide it down your spine till it touches your tailbone. And when it reaches your tailbone, experience it beginning to radiate through every mirror of your body. Now, if at this time there is any organ or any system of your body that is not functioning as it should, I say this to you, that this abnormality on the disease, and every organ and every system, every consciousness, will function as it should. Let go. Relax your shoulders. Your breathing is relaxed, rhythmic, and deep. Relax your shoulders. Bring the light up around your head. Relax your head and your scalp. For every cell of your body understands the energy of the light from the sun, and is responding with its consciousness. Relax the little muscles around your eyes. Relax your cheeks. Let your jaws And if you find extra saliva in your mouth, I want you to swallow it. And this will aid you in your desire to relax. Now, if you're playing this recording and it is your regular bedtime, no doubt you will soon find yourself drifting into deep, natural, relaxing sleep, allowing yourself to relax. For your subconscious mind will be aware of the entire message contained on this recording and will be guided to bring to your awareness, to glean from the universe those creative thoughts that you desire. Each and every one of us is a manifestation of the universe, an image of the being in which we have our existence. We all have the right and the obligation to express the finest creative nature that is within us. Yet often this creativity is blocked, dammed up by the frustrations of our own creative energies. The mental blocks to your creative nature are resentment, bitterness, hate, hostility. Right here and right now, it is time to remove these negatives from each cell of your body. To do this, I want you to imagine at the count of three that your body will become, in your mind, in your imagination, a glass container. One. Two. Three. In your mind, in your imagination, your body has become a glass container. And at this moment, beginning to flow in through your toes is a warm orange-colored liquid. It's going to move in through the toes and then up the legs. There's a warm orange-colored liquid, and you can actually feel and experience it to some extent in your imagination. It will reach the trunk of your body, and then it will continue all the way up the trunk of your body until it reaches your arms. When it reaches your arms, it will move through the fingertips, and then up the neck, and the head, and all the way up the head to the sinuses, filling up your brain, and even every hair on your body. All will be immersed in the orange color. Every cell of your body has now been immersed in the orange colored liquid. And the orange liquid, through its molecular action, dissolves the negativities of resentment and bitterness, hate and hostility. These negatives will be dissolved from every cell of your body and brought into suspension in the orange-colored liquid, and they will be removed from the body as the orange-colored liquid is removed. In order to accomplish the removal of all the negatives from this body,
especially those of resentment, bitterness, hate, and hostility, you are now going to repeat with me in the first person.
To activate the orange liquid, mentally affirm, I let go all thoughts of judgment, bitterness, resentment, hate, and hostility. All of this and this thoughts are eliminated from my mind, heart, and body now. I behold the love, the mercy, the goodness of the rich, beautiful, bountiful universe at work in all my affairs and relationships now. I let go of all people around me. All people around me are happy. I let all people around me prosper. I let all go free. In so doing, I am free, happy, and unburdened. For there is no condemnation in me, for or against me. Pride, resentment, jealousy have no power over me. I follow the voice within. I do not accuse myself or others of guilt. No thought of selfishness can possess me, and the goodness of the universe is now mine to use and enjoy. My mind, body, affairs, and relationships are now charged with joy and freedom. I rejoice in my mental and physical perfection now, and the good that my heart desires is coming to me quickly and in peace. Let go, let go, relax. It is now time to allow the orange-colored liquid to leave the body, and And for that experience, there are two sets of vowels created in the toes and in the fingertips. As you mentally open the valves, the orange-colored liquid is beginning to ooze its way out of the body. For now, it is heavily laden with negativity. It is dark and murky, like syrup. Experience it moving out of the head and the arms and the chest. You have now removed the barriers to the universal subconscious mind. And so it enters into your subconscious from the light from the sun. The changes are now being made, and they will continue being made. And you will benefit greatly each and every time you return to this recording or any other positive recording that you may need. The last of the orange color liquid is oozing out the body. You're deeply relaxed, yet able to follow my words and carry out all the beneficial suggestions that are for your benefit. You desire it, and it is so. In preparation, relax the right side of your brain. Relax the left side. Integrate the two halves of your brain, the right and the left. Open the communication between them and the brain. Integrate the brain, for the brain will function now as a unit harmoniously. Your mind is adjusting to a perfect working level. You find yourself now in an imagination room in your body. Just create an imagination room in your mind. In this room, you can come to seek inspiration for solving problems, for renewing new levels of creativity in any area of your life. You can use this room in your mind for any purpose you desire. Any purpose at all. Just create the room.
Enter the room and check over all the equipment. First, the size and structure of the room are your own design. The location and materials are of your choice. You have a desk, a chair, a telephone. By the way, the telephone is unique.
You can use it to call anyone in the world. And you can get any information from anyone in the world that you desire. Check out the left drawer. It has files on everything conceivable, arranged alphabetically. The right side desk drawer has a file on all the people in the world listed alphabetically. In front is a large clock, and you can turn the hands of the clock forward or backward in time. As you do, you will automatically activate a videotape playback machine,
and this will allow you to see and experience anything of the past or the future that you desire.
Now, in front of the desk is a stage, and on this stage of your mind, you actually experience, feel, and be, for you have already accomplished any goal that you desire, any experience that you wish to create. Off to one side of the desk is an ability closet. Within this closet are all the clothing and equipment that people of certain specific abilities could do. Explore this room for a moment, and I will return shortly to guide you. You can explore, you can experience your most creative thoughts to the fullest, to the their completion. Let's move outside now. Outside into a garden. To a very majestic tree in the middle of the garden. Make yourself comfortable. This tree is to represent your personal connection
with infinite intelligence and infinite being.
Upon this tree are the creative thoughts of the universe that are available to you now. Notice that there are three levels of thought available to you. The first level represents the thoughts found in your conscious mind. Here you can get new thoughts only by rearranging the order of things. On this level, you can use what has already been used by someone else. The second level represents your subconscious mind
working in harmony with your conscious mind.
On this level, you can make something new with the use of many of the things around you. Now the third level of the tree represents the universal subconscious mind. It is from this level that all thoughts, all creation originates. From this level, from nothing, something is born. Your mind is now free to explore all levels of thought represented by the tree. To pick those thoughts best suited for you from every level of creativity. To hold these thoughts, to bring them then to your conscious awareness so that you may write them down. If you have already fallen asleep, your subconscious mind is following these instructions and is beginning even now to work for you. It is recorded, and it will prompt you upon awakening to drink a glass of water, and that will be a signal for your subconscious mind to return to the tree while you're in an awakening state. And then pick those thoughts, those incredible ideas that have meaning to you, and then bring them to your conscious awareness. You will be able to focus one part of your mind on the tree and pick the thoughts from it while using the other part to write them down. And this is so. With repeated practice, you will get better and better, more and more creative in this assault. For beginning right here and right now, all limitations of mind imposed within and without are decreed to have been dissolved. All limiting thoughts and experiences have been dissolved. All barriers have been removed from your creative process forever. Through the repeated use of this recording, and the incredible mind power of your imagination, you will become more creative daily. For through the night and through the day, your mind will tap the unlimited potential of the universal subconscious mind and bring to your conscious awareness new, exciting, useful, creative ideas of ever-increasing usefulness. There is a steady, expanding stream of rich thoughts moving into your consciousness even now,
be able to record them upon awakening. For thoughts come to you from all areas of life and experiences. You're aware of them, and you record them. When you use this tape, and you enter into the quiet space in your mind, the thoughts will begin to flow from the tree in the center of your garden, and you know that you can pick and choose those thoughts that you desire from any level of consciousness. Your imagination is moved beyond time and space, and is able to tap the level of creativity
that makes you a genius.
Relax, and go deeper, and down deeper, and become more and more relaxed with each and every word, with each and every breath. Come down deeper, and deeper, still deeper. In your mind, in your imagination, is continually expanding. Your curiosity is aroused. You find yourself reading many types of literature in many varied and different areas. Your mind catalogs, records those good thoughts and returns them to you at the proper time, providing you with any information that you seek. Your mind is such that you're able to remember good thoughts always, and they are available to you at any time. Daily, your powers of concentration improve, and you're able to hold your mind upon a single subject until you elect to discharge it from your mind. Your mind dwells upon peaceful, harmonious thoughts. The imagination center of your mind is open to suggestions,
and your personal connection with infinite being and infinite intelligence
is such that all the goodness of an ever-expanding, loving, creative universe comes to you. Of course, you're a child of the universe. You have a right to be here. You have a right to prosper. For everything that comes to you, you use wisely for the greater benefit of all. Your ability to create through the power of your imagination, is always expanding. And these expansions within you compensate for an extreme lack of knowledge future. For you are a whole, a total, and a complete person. There is no void in you, there is nothing to be filled. You really feel good about yourself. And day by day, in every way, your self-confidence is getting better and better. Orderly adjustments, restorations, and renewals are taking place in your life now, as they should. Your mind is unleashed from the arbitrary limitations of the past. You are free. You are free now to explore any level of creativity you desire, and to glean thoughts from all levels of the tree. Your mind is free to drift into the realms of ideas, to locate and bring to your awakening consciousness those creative expressions that will form your next greatest good. Your mind is quiet, and in the silence of the tree, in the silence of the garden, are welcome. Your mind is able to move through all levels of creativity and through the timelessness of consciousness.
The life forces
that flow through your mind and body, through the cells of your being, are incredible. Each and every cell of your body is now charged positively, and your higher mind centers are open to bring to your attention, to bring to your awareness, your unlimited. Your mind is now attuned, able to move. You're at peace with man and the universe. You're immersed in a pool of ever-expanding creative thoughts.
And daily, in all areas of your life, you express these new thoughts, these new ideas, in a most productive manner. You have the courage to put them to use and to allow time for them to work. And therefore, you reap the rewards you have written plans.
Your success. You're incorporating into your consciousness the highest standard of thought, ideas, beliefs, and inspiration. You're willing to break the mold of limitations and lack, substituting thoughts of abundance, prosperity, love, and light. The light from the sun is bright through your body, coming down through the tree into the higher centers. Your thoughts are thoughts of success. For you are successful. The riches, the abundance, the thoughts of the universe are created for you, and you use them in joy and happiness, and you use them wisely. So relax, release, and let go. Let go. You're able to move up the tree and to pick, and to become friendly with those creative thoughts. You're filled with emotions of love and harmony. In order to speed this creativity along, there are certain foods that you'll find that you'll stop eating. For these foods are not for the highest and best use of your body. Generally, these foods are heavy in sugar and rich carbs. And you begin eliminating foods that are heavy in sugar and rich carbs, olives, salt, from your diet. You enjoy a wider variety of foods, natural foods, and perhaps food supplements that increase your brain power. Your mind is clear and alert, and at all times you enjoy your work, finding it a continual source of rich experience and creative outcome. Your mind is aligned with the greatest good, and you gain increasing benefits from the ideas that flow to you from all areas of your life. You're a person of many talents, and you draw freely upon your talents. There's a thirst within you for knowledge, in your field, and you work continually to improve yourself. You've developed the qualities of brightness, work-likeness, and you keep your word, for you're an honorable person, a person of integrity. Your positive attitude makes others want to be around you, and you believe in people, for you have good judgment, and you always give it back. You're enthusiastic and enjoy life fully. Some people call you a change taker, and you are. You accept setbacks knowing that they often are stepping stones to greater and greater success. Your enthusiasm, your energy, your health is good. You feel so good about yourself, about your mind, that you're willing to take on those tasks, those situations that others move away from. For you are creative. And creativity makes it easy for you to succeed, for you are an opportunity. You know how to motivate people, you know what makes them sell, and you're encouraged by people around you. You feel so good about yourself, about your mind. You're willing to take on those tasks, tackle those jobs that others would move away from. For you know that whatever the task, whatever the experience, whatever the situation, the incredible power in your creative mind would make it easy. Develop sense of intuition. You're patient with others and yourself. You always strive for better and you get it. Your thinking is intelligent, flexible, and adaptable. Yet you strive for excellence, second best as for others. You demand and get the best from yourself. Your life is unburdened, for you are a person of many talents. You have all the necessary characteristics of genius. You listen and learn from many people, especially those young. Thoughts come to you in an endless stream, and you put the better ones to work with you. You observe and remember. You use what is available to you. You question yourself in a positive manner daily. You are always looking and searching for new and better ways to combine things, to improve. You use a book to record your personal thoughts and your business goals. You spend time each day and every day
for the purpose of listening to others or reading for value.
Your interest and friendships are wide.
You welcome the thoughts from other people
before passing judgment. You always strive to be well-informed, content with those around you. You choose a time and a place daily in which to think, and you are free. You are open and generous with the creativity that flows through you, using these thoughts and ideas for the greater benefit of all. You build little thoughts into bigger ones, little ideas into bigger, creative, more dynamic ideas. Your mind and body are fit, and you're actively engaged in an exercise.
All areas of your mind, body, and affairs
have improved dramatically. You expect the best.
You deserve it, sir. And you always get exactly what you deserve.
For you enjoy being alive. You're able to think.
To reach new creative levels of thinking.
Your mind is centered in infinite intelligence. Your mind lies open to the creative energies of the universe, and you serve as an instrument of divine will. You are creative, above and beyond anything your conscious mind could conceive. The creative universe dominates your makeup. It monopolizes your energies and moves through you. You have become one with the intelligence of an infinite, loving, beautiful, supported universe. You attempt an easily accomplished task that before you would have considered impossible. Within your conscious mind, there is an awareness of this, of what I'm about ready to suggest to you. For this is for your benefit, you desire it. Creativity has come to you because of your willingness to serve humanity. And it will stay and it will foster greater and greater accomplishments through you as long as you're willing to maintain the proper relationship. Always remember that you're not the thinker, the originator, or the doer. You simply open yourself and allow yourself to be used. Your willingness to let go and open yourself brings you whatever you desire, and it brings you an immediate sense of peace, of joy, of love and happiness, and the rewards of a bountiful universe. Know this, be this, believe it.
If you're playing this recording and it is your regular bedtime,
your subconscious mind is now directed to explore the realm of thoughts of the universal subconscious. In the morning, upon awakening, you will drink a glass of water, and that will be a signal to your subconscious mind to begin the stream of creative thoughts to your conscious mind. These thoughts will then be recorded by you in a book for that purpose. Now, if you're playing this recording at a time other than your regular bedtime, you will proceed like this. Upon awakening, you will drink a glass of water. This will be a signal to your subconscious mind to begin the stream of creative thoughts to your conscious mind. As these thoughts come to you, you will record them in the book. I will now begin the countdown to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Feel the energy beginning to move into your body. 2. Moving, stretching, coming up. If you're playing this recording at your regular bedtime, your subconscious mind is now voiding all awakening suggestions, and you are to continue sleeping until your regular, scheduled awakening time. And when you awaken, drink the water and record your thoughts. 4. You're now coming to full awakening consciousness. 5.
Issues to keep myself tethered to the days I tried to lose. My mama said to slow down, you must make your own shoes. Stop dancing to the music, I've got gorillas in a happy mood. Keep my groove on. Watching a fake trail, caught up in the conflict between his brain and his tail. And if time's elimination, then we got nothing to lose. Please repeat the message, it's the music that we choose. Keep on our groove on.
Get the cool. Get the cool to shine. Get the cool. Get the cool to shine. Get the cool. Get the cool to shine. Get the cool. Get the cool to shine.
Thank you.